WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A judge in New York has just thrown out the two most serious charges against Luigi Mangione, who's accused of killing United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson. The judge dismissing first-degree murder as terrorism charges, but keeping second-degree murder charges in place. This afternoon, the man accused of killing Charlie Kirk will be in court to face murder charges. He fit the classic definition of a movie star, but he was also an Oscar-winning director and a champion of independent film and an activist. Robert Redford has died at his home in Utah. Redford received a Lifetime Achievement Oscar in 2002.
I've spent most of my life just focused on the road ahead. I've not looking back. But now tonight, I'm seeing in the rearview mirror that there's something I've not thought about called history. And what moves me tonight is that I'm being joined by colleagues and peers to reflect on that history.
He was 89. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Maggie Dawn Show, Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. There was a suspicious package found on the UW-Madison campus yesterday that was ultimately determined to be safe. An alert went out to the campus community yesterday morning telling people to avoid the Enzyme Institute. According to a press release, authorities from the Hazardous Devices Unit at the Sheriff's Office evaluated and said the package was not a threat. Shortly thereafter, people were allowed back into the building. And an update on that Amber Alert from last week. Six-year-old Ruby Lehman was found and her uncle was arrested. Now her mom has been arrested, too. Ruby was found in the woods on Saturday in Plover. She was taken to the hospital. Authorities had suspected she had been abducted by her uncle, Jordan Coyle, and he was arrested in the woods. He has a history of sex crimes against children. Now, WAOW reports Ruby's biological mother, Chelsea Lehman, was arrested too, although police did not initially release information about charges against her. And there are some closures at downtown intersections this week, and it's not for utility work or to fix potholes. The city is installing art on the asphalt. West Dayton Street is closed at Marion and Bedford and Francis Streets. They're adding colorful art as an attempt to visually narrow driving lanes. The idea is to make it safer for pedestrians and for drivers to go slower. One study showed art projects like this reduced crashes involving pedestrians or bicyclists by 50%. This is all part of the city's Vision Zero initiative to end traffic deaths and injuries on Madison streets. They're going to compare data from that area before and after the art. The project costs $69,000, and the money comes from Vision Zero federal grant funding. Local artist Bernie Witzak is leading the installation. All of West Dayton Street will be back open with its new look Friday at 4 o'clock. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
An update on Watson. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, Packers receiver Christian Watson, recovering from a torn ACL, spoke to reporters. Wide receiver Jaden Reed is out for the next couple of months with a broken collarbone. So how close is Watson to returning to action?
Obviously, I got to get clearance from the medical team and whatnot, but I've got to feel, 110% confident, and, I'm going to be able to go out there and be Christian Watson, not, 90% or I need to be 100% of Christian Watson before I get out there.
The Wisconsin Badgers team frustrated after their 38-14 loss in Alabama over the weekend. Head coach Luke Fickell asked, does he ever get mad at his players after a poor performance?
No, you're always trying to say, okay, what's going to be the best, not for me, because it feels better sometimes to put your hand through a wall or put your head through a window, right? That feels good at times. In the long run, I don't know what it does for us.
Baseball, the Brewers and Angels tonight at American Family Field. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Catch Farm Report updates throughout the day from the Midwest Farm Report, right here on 92.7 WMDX.
It is going to be mostly sunny and warm again today. We'll get to around 85 for a high this afternoon. Tonight, clear. We'll drop to 62 for a low. Tomorrow, more sunshine with a high right around 85. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
Outside now, it's 68. where working people come to talk. It's the Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join me for an honest approach to the issues American working families care about. No talking points, no focus groups. Get ready for a heavy dose of democracy, fairness, grit, and no apologies. It's current affairs from a working class labor perspective. Facts are center, science is real, and everyone gets a seat at the table. The Rick Smith Show, weeknights at 9 on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Hey there, Wisconsin. Tom Hartman here. Democracy is not a spectator sport, so join me each and every weekday right here on Civic Media for the Tom Hartman program from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Covering the news of the day and sharing ways for you to get off the sidelines and get active in your community, because change starts with you. Get involved and tune in to the Tom Hartman program Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. right here on your local Civic Media radio station.
This week, we sit down with Wisconsin Secretary of State Sarah Godlewski, and she talks about her run for Lieutenant Governor.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker, Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1, on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
WMDX Madison. Come for the cheese. Stay because your car won't start.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
So I wanna say thank you, 'cause it makes me that much stronger. Makes me work a little bit harder. Makes me that much wiser. Thanks for making me wider.
I do not celebrate the killing of anyone. Charlie Kirk did not deserve to be assassinated. But I'm overwhelmed seeing the flags of the United States of America at half staff, calling this nation to honor and venerate a man who was an unapologetic racist and spent all of his life sowing seeds of division and hate into this land.
Amen. That's Reverend Howard John Wesley.
Yep.
In Virginia, I believe. Isn't he in there?
I believe so.
I think so. It is 7 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. I'm Jody Hamilton, sitting in for Ms. Miller, who we just saw for a second.
She just came down and said that she's alive.
She's alive. She just needs some sleep.
Yep.
Because she got both COVID and flu vaccines yesterday.
Yes.
And her symptoms sound like the flu to me, like COVID.
Yeah.
So she'll be better tomorrow, as long as she sleeps today and doesn't do too much.
Yeah.
No hiking. No biking for 45 miles.
No 50-mile bike ride.
Thank you.
Up the PCH.
Thank you. And speaking of vaccine, this is just awful. 1 in 6 parents aren't vaccinating their children.
Yeah, yeah.
According to the Washington Post,
yeah.
They're choosing to skip or delay vaccines, and they're most likely to homeschool their children, be white and religious, and identify as Republican, or be under 35. So it's up to you, Bella.
Mm.
The poll is the most detailed. 1 in 6 parents have delayed or skipped some vaccines, including for COVID or the flu. 9% have skipped the polio or measles vaccines. Okay. We're bringing polio back.
Yeah.
We really are.
Uh-huh.
I mean, this is just... Now the CDC may limit COVID shots to ages 75 and older. Fantastic. Because nobody under 75 needs them.
No.
The FDA approved the latest vaccine for people 65 and older who have risk factors, yada, yada. But the committee is weighing a plan to recommend the shot for those 75 and older, but to instruct people who are younger to speak to a physician before they get vaccinated. I always talk to my doctor before that because that's smart.
Yeah.
I know somebody, when I said...
Your health is a partnership
between your doctor. And you. And your doctor knows your body better than you do. Pretty much
they know your body intimately.
Yes, inside and out.
Yeah.
And I asked somebody I know, because I said that I got my COVID booster, and she said, I've never been vaccinated, never had it. And I'm like, congratulations, you've never gotten it over the last 5 years. You're lucky.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, can I ask why? I assume you were vaccinated, because she's an adult. She has children that are adults. One is married. I said, may I ask why? I assume you were vaccinated as a child with all these other vaccinations, and I assume you vaccinated your children when they were younger. So why? And she said, well, I do my own research.
Mm. Oh, boy.
People, listen to your doctor. I said, please talk to your doctor about this. Don't just...
Googling something is not getting a medical degree. Sorry.
No, it is not. And you can go to decent websites like NIH. Well, you used to be able to go to NIH and CDC for good information, but not so much now. And you can get that information, but then you talk to your doctor about it. You don't just, you know, Google and find something. It's just, I feel bad for people that have been sucked into this right-wing anti-vax, because it's mainly right-wingers.
Yeah.
I mean, there are some, you know, hippies in Santa Monica, you know, Santa Monica mom. But I don't understand. All of a sudden, we're afraid of vaccines.
Right.
And Florida Surgeon General wants to get rid of all mRNA vaccines in Florida. Mm-hmm. Now, what mRNA is doing is helping to potentially cure cancer, potentially cure HIV.
Yeah.
This is amazing technology that has been cultivated for over 20 years now. This is not like it just happened 5 years ago. They've been dealing with this for over 20 years. And so the fact that people are, okay, so if you get cancer, no mRNA or gene therapy for you, cool. Then have fun at the old-fashioned way of treating cancer because it sucks.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
But yeah, the CDC limiting shots to 75 and older and people not vaccinating is just, it's depressing.
It's the antithesis of healthcare.
Thank you. It totally is. It totally is. Let me see. Oh, somebody likes me.
Oh.
Hi,
Gian. They go to the front of the line.
Yes. Hi, yeah. Gian Nevada. Thank you.
Hi there.
Hi.
This wasn't what I called about, but if you're not doing double-blind peer-reviewed studies, you're not doing research.
Thank you.
Bias confirmation.
Right.
Thank you. You are correct.
And 3 Days of the Condor. Everybody go out and see it.
Yes.
Because surprisingly, nobody had one of my favorite lines of all time is Faye Dunaway. And every time I pull it out, nobody gets it. Nobody has seen the movie. And
right.
I can't even remember anybody having heard of the movie.
I love that film.
But it's when he's thanking her toward the end there for helping it out.
Mm-hmm.
She says, you can always count on the old spy effer.
Oh.
I love that line.
Yeah.
I was really careful not to flip.
Yes.
Meanwhile, picturing, you know, what guns do to kids and looking at the witnesses of the Kirk shooting, which was one shot from out of nowhere with a mainly adult audience, and how people freaked out, and how people have been freaking out about just clicking on the video online. You need to think about little kids.
I think you need to move the phone closer to your mouth. You're fading in and out.
Sorry.
Yeah, there we go.
Is that better?
Yes, much better.
Okay. Much better.
So little kids barricaded in the classroom, hearing a shooter coming toward them, watching their classmates getting mowed down and playing dead in the middle of them until help can get to them. That's trauma.
Yeah, that is. I mean, poor Bella, you had...
And that's what people need to think about.
I agree completely. Thank you so much, G. No, you went through that.
Yeah. I mean, I remember in as early as like second grade, we did have to go into lockdown at my elementary school because someone with a knife came on campus. And I mean, that was like they got him off campus very quickly. And I went to a private school at the time, small town. We were lucky enough to where, like, you know, police show up right away. But in other cities, bigger cities, I can't even imagine. Like, help can't get there fast enough.
Yeah, yeah.
And I think about my younger sister all the time, who's in high school right now.
Yeah.
Like, it scares me. It really scares me.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, we've traumatized an entire generation of people.
We didn't have that. We had
nuclear war to
nuclear
worry about.
Nuclear war.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's
something you don't understand about us, but something that we can't understand about you guys is, you know, the active shooter.
It's drills. Also, I mean, growing up in a small town as well, where it was very common for families to have guns.
Of course.
Even in California.
Oh, yeah.
People don't realize.
Rural California can get pretty ruby red.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Like, a lot of people don't realize that about California. Like, if you're a little bit off, even if you're on the coast. I was on the coast, and it was pretty 50-50.
It was a small agricultural town.
Exactly. Yeah. And people, you know, kids that I went to school with would talk about it. Like, it was always something in the back of my mind.
Yeah.
Like, there was never a day where I didn't think, oh, today could be the day. And it sucks that that's the thought. And I remember thinking every single, you know, we were a trimester system. So every single trimester, having my new class schedule, thinking, okay, if I'm in this classroom and going to the nearest bathroom, if an active shooter comes on campus, where can I run to get off campus and run into like the nearby neighborhood? Like, where can I escape the fastest? That was always my first thought.
Yeah.
And it's my sister's thought now. It's just, it's insane. Absolutely insane. Also, with, I know people, we've been talking about the Charlie Kirk video like all week, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
My younger sister was in class and the kid sitting next to her was like, oh, did you see the video? And just immediately holds it up and shows her that video. Would, like, you know, 14, 15 year old kids should not, that's a whole other thing.
That's another conversation.
That is a whole other conversation. Yeah. But at the same time, it's like, well, you know, that could be the reality one day. So seeing a video, versus it happening on campus, you know, it's not that different.
Right.
Well, yeah, like we were talking about Emmett Till's mom, you know, mm-hmm. allowing people to see what had happened to him.
Right.
It's when I heard that there was video going around, and I'm still grateful I have not seen it.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I said it earlier. Hey, maybe people will now realize what this does to a human body.
Right.
You know, mm-hmm. and he got shot once, I believe, not multiple times, like some children have been shot mm-hmm. multiple times. So I parents, I know it would be awful for you to do that, but one set of parents at some point is going to, God forbid, their child, this happens to them. I think we're going to have a Mrs. Till situation at some point where a parent says, no, you got to see what happened.
Yeah.
Here's the autopsy.
And we talked about this when the Minnesota shooting happened. Mm-hmm. But like, I remember when Parkland happened and the walkouts mm-hmm. and the protests that we all had. And that going on while I was in high school was also pretty crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
It was like, oh, my God, these kids were my age.
Yep.
And it's still something that, you know, we all care so deeply about. And yeah, like you keep saying, you have been saying all day, I really hope that this will kind of push some people to maybe change their perspective a little bit. But
I
at the same time, Charlie Kirk said that, you know, life was the price we had to pay for the Second Amendment. And he, you know, believed in that.
Yeah.
You live by the sword, you die by the sword. And I just, I don't know. I can't understand how people could watch that video and still have the same opinion.
But. I agree. And anybody that was there in person witnessing that.
Oh, my God,
I know. Yeah.
I mean, I can't even fathom being right next to him or the person that was talking with him.
The liberal that was debating him.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know how he's doing so bad.
He's written about it. And, you know, he said he had empathy for Charlie.
Of course.
You know, because he and Charlie were debating gun rights at the moment that it happened.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, he doesn't have any bad words to say about Charlie.
Of course.
No. Yeah. And most decent human beings don't.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
You know, he didn't deserve to get shot.
No, not at all.
Not at all. Like John Fugelsang said, he never shot anybody. Right. He did not deserve that.
His kids deserve to have a father today, and they don't.
Yeah, deserve to have a father that might have changed his mind in the future.
Yeah.
Because he definitely, in my opinion, his views were contrary to Jesus.
Yeah, they absolutely were.
Absolutely.
As much as people say he was a good Christian,
No,
he was not.
No, he hijacked Christianity for,
like a lot of the other people,
as everyone is doing.
John Fugelsang
in his book
goes over that so well in his book.
Yes,
the separation of church and hate.
It's he goes over it well, and it's also funny.
Yeah, it is.
It's poignant and funny. So you can buy that book. Yeah. There are other books you don't buy, but that's a book you should buy.
Yeah.
And it is 18 minutes after the hour here on the Stephanie Miller Show. This portion is brought to you by, I have this, Home Title Lock.
Oh, okay.
If you're
just have everything that we promote on the show.
I pretty much do, but I've had it before. See, I'm just prescient.
Yeah.
And I'm precious.
Uh-huh.
So if you're a homeowner, you need to listen. I've had it for years. God, 15 years, I think.
All right.
In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing your home titles and your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Okay. So criminals forge your signature on one, just one document, mm-hmm. use a fake notary stamp and pay a small fee with your county. And just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity or even sell your property and you won't even know it happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when was the last time you checked your home title?
Uh-oh.
If your answer is never, you need to do something about it right now. And that's why Stephanie, Chris, Bella with a Z, Bonnie and Clyde, and I have partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HometitleLock.com/Stephanie and you'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection, which includes 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Go to HometitleLock.com/Stephanie. That's HometitleLock.com/Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
Once again, something wonderful in my life has been turned into a giant crap fest.
Well, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles. Your equity is the target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. Then they take out loans using your equity, even sell your property. You won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice. So when is the last time you checked your home title? If your answer is never, like mine was, you need to do something about it right now. That's why I've partnered with Home Title Lock so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HometitleLock.com/Stephanie. You'll get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection, 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts for any changes, and if fraud does happen, they spend up to $1 million to fix it. Find out why I trust Home Title Lock. Go to HometitleLock.com/Stephanie right now. That is HometitleLock.com/Stephanie. Well, fall is in full swing. Perfect time to refresh your wardrobe with pieces that feel as good as they look. Luckily, Quince makes it easy to look polished, stay warm, and save big without compromising on quality. Quince has all the elevated essentials for fall. Think 100% Mongolian cashmere from $50, washable silk tops and skirts, perfectly tailored denim at all at prices that feel too good to be true. Getting chilly where you are? Ooh, they're wool coats. They look designer level but cost a fraction of the price, and the quality just as good, if not better. By partnering directly with ethical top-tier factories and cutting out the middleman, Quince cuts out that middleman to deliver luxury quality pieces at half the price of similar brands. I'm not kidding. It's the kind of wardrobe upgrade that feels smart, stylish, and effortless. I love accessories. I got some amazing earrings. Keep it classic and cozy this fall with long-lasting staples from Quince. Quince.com/Stephanie. Free shipping with your order. 365-day returns. That's Quince.com/Stephanie. Get free shipping. Quince.com/Stephanie.
You can support animals in need in our community when you shop at Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores. Thrift Store West on Watts Road and Thrift Store East on High Crossing Boulevard. Shop gently used and new clothing and accessories, home goods, toys, furniture, and a whole lot more. All proceeds from the Dane County Humane Society's thrift stores support the comfort and care of animals in need across the county. Visit giveshelter.org/thrift for more information.
Are you an entertainer, the star of the show, or do you like business and growing an enterprise? Maybe you prefer computers and electronics or engineering. Jobs in these fields and many more are available right now in the exciting field of radio and TV broadcasting. The Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and WMDX, part of the Civic Media Radio Network, invite you to the WBA Career Fair, Wednesday, September 17th, 10 a.m. at Madison Marriott West in Middleton. Radio and TV professionals from around the state will be there to meet with you and talk about the many exciting opportunities in broadcasting. There's a lot more to radio and TV than being on camera or behind a microphone. There are also jobs in engineering and technical support, office management, clerical work, sales and computer applications, marketing and graphic design, and so much more. Come see all the exciting opportunities available in broadcasting at the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association Career Fair, Wednesday, September 17th at 10 a.m. at Madison Marriott West in Middleton. Call 800-236-1922 or wi-broadcasters.org.
Are you looking for ways to give back to your local community? Use volunteerwisconsin.org to find opportunities to volunteer your time with organizations making a difference near you. As we celebrate United Ways Month, we're also celebrating you. Visit volunteerwisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center to find out more about local opportunities to get involved. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Keep on with the fun stuff. Don't stop till you get. Stephanie Miller. Keep on with the fun stuff. Don't stop till you get. Stephanie Miller.
It is 24 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. We saw her about 30 minutes ago.
She came downstairs.
She came downstairs, brought the dogs. I gave them both two biscuits.
Aw.
Because it's me. And they were right here. But she will be back tomorrow. She's just going to rest today. Yep. I'm Jody Hamilton sitting in for her. And hi, Felicia in Kentucky. How are you?
Oh, I'm good.
Good.
Thank you. I'm a first time caller, long time listener.
I'd bling you, but there we go.
Definitely got me through the first. Oh, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, Stephanie got me through the first term, so I need her. We need her. But
amen.
So what I was gonna say is, you know, I think right now with the what happened last week, I think the right's trying to redefine the cancel culture.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not about red and blue anymore. It's about right and wrong.
Yeah.
And, you know, hate speech invokes hate. So we need to let humanity and love take rule. Mm-hmm. Right now, the leader of our country is just normalizing hate. He's done it for the last 10 years. And, you know, we're reaping what's been sold, pretty much. So we, the people, have to make love be a defining moment for all of us in order for change to come.
I agree.
We need to all be about love and not hate.
I'm with you. You take care, all right, Felicia?
Thank you.
All right, honey. Bye-bye.
Bye.
No, she's absolutely right. Mm-hmm. I mean, they love the Second Amendment, but not the First. Mm-hmm. I know. What is that?
We have a fly in here.
Oh, yeah. There he is.
Uh-huh. Oh, ew. No.
Go away. Poor Chris. Oh. It'll be okay. I think he's on his last legs because we can almost catch him.
Mm-hmm.
So speaking of, like, cancel culture and all that stuff, Rosie O'Donnell, who moved to Ireland, right. I believe, mm-hmm. was told that security told her not to come back to the U.S. for her daughter's graduation due to her Trump feud. Mm. And that's just scary.
Yeah.
I mean, she's just a comedian.
Right. Yeah. And she's speaking her mind, and now she doesn't feel safe because she does.
She can't even come back to her own country because the man in office would rile his base up and threaten her. And that's a scary thing.
Absolutely.
To just think going through an airport, people will recognize her, and boom, it'll be out there, mm-hmm. and then they'll know. It's just, I mean, they are, okay, so Texas governor cheers the woman's arrest for mocking Charlie Kirk.
Yeah.
A Texas Tech University student was arrested after a video showing a woman mocking Charlie Kirk. Mourners, it shows her chanting F y'all and everything else. But what happened, apparently she like flicked one guy's like baseball cap.
Okay, uh-huh. yeah.
And so she's being arrested for assault for that.
Oh, my God.
I don't think it'll stick even in Texas, but that's what apparently she did. But you can't speak your mind unless you are for Mr. Kirk.
Right. Exactly.
And I'm sorry, but, and she's a black woman, mind you. She knows what he espoused, mm-hmm. and was speaking her mind. And mm-hmm. she's now been arrested for that, and the governor's fine with it.
Yep, absolutely.
Again, First Amendment violations, as far as I'm concerned. When the government, like, if you get canceled at your work, it's still bad, but that's a private entity doing something. Yep. Like, if you're banned from Twitter or you're banned from Facebook or whatever, that's a private entity. It's not the government right. coming in. But when Pam Bondi and the governor, Pam Bondi wants to arrest the person that wouldn't print a flyer.
Yeah.
Arrest this person?
Yeah.
I'm sorry, what? There was a baker that we know that didn't want to bake cakes. That person didn't get arrested.
Nope.
Because wrong, I think it was wrong. And if you don't want to print a flyer, yeah. bring somebody else at the Home
Depot. Barack Obama didn't put out, you know, a call to arrest this person.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay, it's 29 minutes after the hour. We'll be right back on the Stephanie Miller Show.
As I went through school, one giant question loomed over me. What did I want to be? But in order to know what I wanted to be, I had to first decide what I wanted to make. I wanted to make more. So I became a teacher. Now I make learning a privilege, not a chore. And frustration, a tool, not an obstacle. I make working hard seem easy, and giving up, impossible. I make an old subject feel like a fresh thought, and unconventional methods common. I make material things less important, and little things like patience and kindness count. I make weekdays more exciting than weekends, and classrooms feel like anything but. I make things different, which is all I ever hoped for. I'm a teacher. I make more.
Find out how you can make more at teach.org. Make more. Teach. Brought to you by Teach and the Ad Council.
If you talk, they will hear you.
We all want our kids to grow up safe and healthy. So we show them how. And we tell them with honest conversations that let them know what we expect. Not just one time, but every chance we get. That's especially important when it comes to alcohol and other drugs. Kids not only need to know the dangers and how to avoid them, they need to hear it often from you. And when it comes to pain medications, opioids, they need to know that they should never be taken without a prescription and never shared with friends or family. It's dangerous and illegal. So talk with your kids and guide them through the challenges of growing up safe and healthy. Because when you talk, they hear you. For more information about talking with your kids about underage use of alcohol and other drugs, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
So talk, they hear you. You can do it if you try.
At the karaoke bar, Greg shows the telltale signs of being wasted. First off, he's in a karaoke bar. Next, he tells the waitress she can be his backup singer. Greg asks his buddy if he met his backup singer. He takes another shot and realizes he's not sitting with his buddy. Then he spends an hour searching for the perfect song in the food menu. On stage, he can't read the lyrics on the monitor. He explains to everyone that he can't read gobbledygook. Greg decides to freestyle rap. He keeps repeating the line, "I don't read no gobbledygook, boy." The power is cut, and Greg offers to sign autographs out back.
It's easy to tell if you've had way too many to drive, but what if you've had just one too many to drive? Never underestimate just a few. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Hello, I'm here to see the apartment.
Boy, this place is nice.
Hi there.
Oh my goodness, he's black.
How many square feet is it?
Oh, it's perfect. Look at that natural light.
It's 1,000.
I can't rent to him. He probably doesn't even have a job.
What kind of deposit will you need?
I can't wait to move in.
Actually, well... Whew.
Go ahead. Say it. He'll never know.
Is something wrong?
What's going on here?
Oh, my. I forgot. This apartment's been rented.
There. That wasn't so bad.
It has. Why are you showing it to me, then?
She's totally lying. I don't believe this.
I'm terribly sorry. My mistake.
That was easy. He'll never know.
housing discrimination is illegal. If you think you've been a victim because of your race, color, national origin, sex, religion, disability, or family status, call 800-669-9777 or visit fairhousinglaw.org. Fair housing. It's not an option. It's...
I'd heard different things about his ideology. He wasn't a registered Democrat or Republican. He may have been a Groiker, which is a follower of Nick Fuentes, who's on the right. But I'll say this, it shouldn't matter. This has happened to Democrats. This has happened to Republicans. The shooters were on both sides of the extreme. And so what should matter is that we should all come together to, one, tone down the rhetoric, and two, keep our events safe, and three, make sure that this doesn't happen again.
Yeah. I'm going to do it.
That was a congressman from Virginia.
Named Representative Suhas Subramanian, I think.
He was a congressman from Virginia.
Phonetics would be nice. So, I mean, I know there's a lot of other news besides Charlie Kirk's murder. We are one or two votes closer to getting the Epstein files.
Yeah. Mm.
So that's good, because that's something else we need to worry about. But this is something that the Guatemalan children that they were attempting to deport all by themselves. There were 600 kids.
Yep.
The DOJ admits to lying about them.
Oh.
Isn't that nice? A Justice Department attorney acknowledged that the government's earlier claims had no factual basis and, in fact, had been contradicted by a review by the Guatemalan government. It indicated that parents for most of the children could not be located, and those who were largely suggested they wanted their children to remain in the United States for economic opportunity. So basically, they're like, no, they want them back down there. And it's like, no, no. So, I mean, they're still... I know with the African nationals that were sent to Ghana, they can't come back. Judge Chuck and she has no control over it because they're in another country and they've already been sent to their home country. So, unfortunately, and she wrote a really long piece about that, ruling about that. And it's awful. These people, nobody's getting, they're being kidnapped.
Yeah.
And these were people that had asylum going for them. So, I mean, the kidnapping of people on the street is just... Didn't California just pass a law, or has the governor signed it yet, where ICE agents can't wear masks anymore?
I think the law's been passed. I don't think the governor has signed it just yet. But the
bill was passed. Right, he's going to sign it, which is good.
Yeah.
Because that's an important thing. You need to know who's kidnapping you at that point. And they need to... It's ridiculous that people are supporting...
Law enforcement wears a badge for a reason.
Yeah. And we have body cams here. Mm-hmm. For a reason, because it all, not only does it protect the public, it protects the officers in case somebody says, hey, you did that to me. No, I have proof I didn't do that to you. You know, so it's good for everybody to know who's doing what to whom and for why.
Exactly.
Oh, look, it's Karen.
Karen in Chicago.
Hi, Karen in Chicago.
Hi, you guys. Oh, my. You're doing a great job. I hope Steph feels better soon. I know it's a double whammy.
Yeah, she indicated that she's feeling a little better, and she most likely will be here tomorrow.
Yeah, I think she will.
But it was a flu shot and a COVID shot at the same time.
She's going to go hiking.
No, she's not allowed.
We told her not to.
No, we are.
She's going to go hiking. Oh, sure. You told her not to.
No, we're going to handcuff her to her bed, and then when Chris gets here tomorrow morning, he'll unhandcuff her, and it'll be fine.
What is that? Misery?
Get it on video, please. Yeah, please get it on video, Chris. Please, for America.
Oh, my God.
That would be funny. That's a sketch right there. No, she promised she's going to get rest.
Yeah.
It's a skit. She promised she was going to get some rest, so...
Oh, good. Yeah, I'm going to try and get mine sometime this week.
Good.
Yeah, but, I have to say, I am, you know, feeling like I imagine all of us are feeling. I wake up and I'm just have this pall hanging over, just knowing I can turn in any direction and I am going to be facing a community that is impacted by these jackboot thugs. And if you want to know where the January 6th insurrectionists are that he pardoned are, they're in the streets of Chicago harassing and terrorizing our fellow citizens. You know, and the Charlie Kirk thing, I think we have to shift the narrative. Let the clergy come out and point out the hypocrisy of him, anybody claiming that this person followed any of the teachings of Jesus Christ. That is not, that is just such, that's just another layer to the absolute assault to all of us who witnessed and heard how he chose to live his life. I don't, nobody is celebrating. I don't see anybody celebrating.
Nobody.
Our Democratic leadership has been absolutely responsible in their responses and you know, saying that they do not, you know, believe in this type of political violence, condemning it at every turn.
What the right wing, what the right wing is doing, though, right now, is, you know, finding these little TikTok people here and there that are, you know, celebrating Charlie Kirk's death, and they're saying that this is indication of how
everybody.
All Democrats feel, and that is absolutely not the case, and we need to beat that back.
I agree. I agree.
Yeah.
Absolutely. There are fringe, there are groups out on the fringes that are there to gin up this kind of division. And, you know, James Tallarico, he was so brilliant. He was on, I think it was Elise Jordan was interviewing him. And if you haven't watched it, it was just absolutely brilliant, you know, because he said, he goes, I don't know why the media, every time I'm interviewed, ask me about the trans athlete issue. That is 1% of our population, the 1% of our population that we all as Americans need to be afraid of are the billionaires, because they are the ones that are standing in the way of us being able to afford our groceries, afford our rents, afford our mortgages, save for down payments, get affordable education. I mean, he just, I'm kind of paraphrasing, but that's basically what he was saying. And it's so true. Our media, our mainstream media is absolutely failing us.
Yes.
In their coverage of what's going on. And it's just, I am praying for, you know, all of us to kind of heal and get through this in one piece. There was a man in Franklin Park, father of two, he has children too, who was stalked and was, he was trying to evade these unidentified masked terrorists in his community that were trying to pull him over. I imagine the ICE agent held onto his door handle and was dragged and ended up shooting and killing this father of two. Now, I'm sorry, but that is unacceptable, and we wouldn't be having to deal with this if not for Donald Trump and the Republicans and Homeland Security and their absolute fascist behavior.
No,
our country.
You're absolutely right, Karen, and I'll talk to you on Friday.
That's right.
I'll talk to you Friday. Love
Bye,
you guys.
No, she's absolutely right. I mean, what happened in Chicago with this immigrant, it's like he didn't deserve to die.
No.
And the guy didn't have to hold onto his car.
Right.
It's not like he ran over the ICE agent, which would be different. That would be an attack.
Mm-hmm.
But, dude, you're holding onto my car. I don't know who you are. I'm going to pull away if I don't know what's going on. I mean, I have my Mexican flags on my car.
Mm-hmm.
I have yet to be pulled over.
Okay.
Looking forward to it. and I have a we were talking to Brooklyn Dad Defiant yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
He's carrying his passport around.
Sure. Yeah, because
he has a passport
card. He's a color. Yeah.
And
with a name like Majid. Yeah.
Yeah. He's carrying his passport card around right now.
My mom has mentioned that she's going to start carrying around her passport just in case. And I told her.
Does your mom have an accent?
No, she has a Valley Girl accent.
Oh, really? Okay.
but my mom, yeah, she. It's funny because my aunt is very fair skinned and she is white passing,
right,
despite being 100% Latina. But my mom, she looks Latina.
Okay.
And like. It's funny because that was never even a thought in my mind.
Right.
I was like, oh,
it shouldn't be a thought.
No, I was
not
like,
in this country.
Right. Throughout everything that's been happening, I'm like, oh, like she'll be fine. She'll be fine. But then I was, no, she won't. Like she could, you know, it could happen.
Yeah.
Especially She's, you know, up in San Luis Obispo, like, there have been ICE raids up there.
Sure.
That has something that has been happening up and down the coast. They've been going up and down the coast. And, yeah, that literally just this last weekend, she was like, I'm going to start carrying my passport.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
But even people that are carrying the proper paperwork, like green cards and passports, they're still getting detained for 24 to 48 hours, which is still like, wait.
That fly.
That fly likes
it. it likes me, too. It's been flying around me.
It's like hummingbirds like my hair. Yeah. They do. I'll get buzzed by hummingbirds sometimes. I'm not kidding. It's kind of cool, though.
They're like Snow White. Yeah.
Not quite.
Yeah. An insect version of Snow White.
I'm an insect. Exactly. Yeah. That totally defines me. You have no idea how much that defines me. Okay, so Maureen Comey, good for her, who handled the Epstein case in New York, is suing the Donald Trump administration over her firing.
Is that Comey's daughter?
Yes. Yes, I believe so. Yes.
Okay.
She worked in the Southern District of New York, and she claims that the suit, she was let go for no reason by Pam Bondi, who wants to arrest people just for not making flyers.
Right.
The politically motivated termination of Ms. Comey upends bedrock principles of our democracy and the justice system, is what the lawsuit reads. Assistant U.S. attorneys like Ms. Comey must do their jobs without fearing or favoring any political party or perspective, guided solely by the law, the facts, and the pursuit of justice. It names the office of the president, Bondi, and others as defendants, according to the Times. And Comey is the daughter, yes, of James Comey, who was also fired by Donald in 2017. So she's got all the goods on Epstein.
Yeah, she does.
She knows I look forward to the depositions.
She knows where the bodies are literally buried.
She really does. Mm. And then another thing related to Epstein, a UK ambassador to the U.S. has been fired over his ties to Epstein.
Oh, yeah.
Starmer sacked Peter Mandelson.
Okay.
As the ambassador of the U.S. over his association with Epstein. He'd not disclosed the extent or the depth of his friendship with Epstein when he was appointed as the ambassador. He said that number 10 had not known about the emails between
number 10 Downing Street.
Yes, number 10. They did not know about the emails between the two, suggesting his 2008 conviction for soliciting child prostitution was wrongful and should be challenged. Mm. So good for Starmer.
Yeah.
And then here's this. It's all about Epstein.
Yep.
Top Senate Dem announces a bill to force Treasury Department to disclose Epstein wire transfers.
Mm. Oh, boy.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
Because they're like individuals one and two are being protected because they're co-conspirators that were, I guess, during that Florida thing, they weren't going to be charged. Right. But I want to know who they are.
Yeah.
That Epstein was paying them.
Yeah.
There were 4,725 wire transfers adding up to $1.1 billion. And that was just out of one of his accounts.
Wow.
I want to have that kind of money.
Yeah, exactly.
Hi, I could use that. I mean, not even all of it, just a little bit of it. And at J.P. Morgan, I mean, banks need to be, like, letting us know what's going on here.
Yeah.
Because by law, anything over $10,000, you have to report it to the feds.
Right.
It's Ron Wyden of Oregon. His bill would force Scott Bessent to hand over all the details of those wires.
Okay.
So we'll see if that works. I mean, because we know that this is not a law and order administration. Not even close to that. It is 47 minutes after the hour on the Stephanie Miller Show. This portion is brought to you by the Wellness Company.
Oh.
You wake up with a scratchy throat like the Ms. Miller.
Yep, scritch, scritch, scritch.
Congestion, runny nose, or a cough. You know your body. You know you're getting sick. So here are your normal choices, right? You tough it out, you get sick, and take time off work. You hope the doctor can see you this month. Or you wait 2 hours in an urgent care and sit in a room full of sick people, which will not make you feel better. So here's what you do. You open your medical emergency kit. You match your symptoms to the doctor-recommended prescription, start on the right meds, and nip it in the bud now. This is not a first aid kit. It comes with doctor-prescribed meds to treat dozens of common and serious medical issues. Strong antibiotics for infections of all types, strep, pneumonia, UTIs, bronchitis, and a lot more. Plus a doctor's easy guide so you'll know exactly what to take and when. No waiting to see the doctor, no waiting at the pharmacy. Your meds are in your kit. So every home should have at least one medical emergency kit. Order yours online in minutes. It will be rushed to your door. You get $45 off at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie and use the promo code Stephanie. That's promo code Stephanie at urgentcarekit.com/Stephanie.
Stephanie Miller.
Now, please, let's hold off on the cursing until happy hour.
So you just got back from your summer vacation. Maybe you might even had to book two rooms because of your snoring. Some vacation, huh? Snoring can be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, even memory loss. Introducing Zepa. That is Happy Z spelled backwards. Zepa is a doctor-designed mouthpiece that moves your jaw forward to keep your airway open. From now through the month of October, you can put an end to your snoring and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. They'll even donate another $10 to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. Help Zepa reach their goal to raise $50,000 for breast cancer research by going to ZYPPAH.com. Use the code PINK or text my first name Stephanie, that's S-T-E-P-H-A-N-I-E, to 511-511. Put your snoring on a permanent vacation and help a worthy cause with the snoring device I trust by visiting ZYPPAH.com. The code is PINK or text Stephanie to 511-511. Remember, Zepa is Happy Z spelled backwards. Text fees may apply. Well, what if I told you most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for, or you could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top five collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. I use it every day for my hair, my nails, my joints, my digestion even. That's GetNativePath.com/Stephanie. One more time, go now to GetNativePath.com/Stephanie.
WMDX Madison, where biking in the snow is a personality trait.
You're listening to 92.7 WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Allball Show, weekday afternoons from 2 to 4.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A new program is helping support the people who care for some of our most vulnerable. Healthcare workers are increasingly burnt out, especially after the pandemic started. Data from the CDC shows nearly half of all healthcare workers are feeling burnout, and that number has risen by at least 14% since 2018. The National Academy of Medicine says it's a crisis. In the NICU, there are special challenges as doctors, nurses, and support staff take care of our tiniest citizens. Grace Long is a registered nurse in the NICU at American Family Children's Hospital. As much as she loves the work, she's felt that burnout firsthand.
As a level four NICU, we see the sickest of the sick, right? We see, you know, babies and families on their very worst days. We see these incredibly complex diagnoses. And so it can be really, really challenging and overwhelming.
The nursing leaders at American Family Children's NICU talked to new nurses to ask what kind of support they needed. And they ended up creating a new program where new nurses are all given mentors. Plus, all nurses get to work two virtual shifts per week now, where they can provide support talking to families, consulting with a nurse who has questions, or helping with one of the biggest time sucks of patient care, all the documentation.
So we're able to ask the family the admission questions, or they can pull us up and kind of put us at the head of the bed and just holler out vital signs for us to document.
Before starting this program, there was a 38% turnover rate for new nurses in their NICU. And in the first year, they had no turnover at all.
It's really great when we can keep them on and keep them passionate about things and keep them feeling safe. So rewarding.
Other organizations could even follow American Family Children's lead. The NICU nurses recently presented the new program at a national conference. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, 92.7 WMDX News.
Farm news that impacts you and your community from the Midwest Farm Report throughout your day on 92.7 WMDX.
Sunny and summery today with highs spiking to the mid-80s. We put that on repeat for Wednesday as well. Thursday, little change. And for Friday, more clouds out there and chances for showers and thunderstorms. With a wet weekend, a windy one, and slightly cooler, too. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 72.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Todd Alba Show.
Talk about overall mental health, how we cope with this nonstop, overwhelming news. Tom, thanks for calling. What's up?
Nobody can do push-ups indefinitely, but bring this back to mental health, and suddenly we feel able to pound through this without taking any kind of a break. And it's just not the way that it works. So do any action that takes you away from whatever it is that you're stressing out. Go for a walk. Get a drink of water. Read a book.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station. And on the app, Maggie Dawn.
At 4:30, I'm joined by Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. We discuss his newly announced bid for governor 2026. Don't miss it.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
How are you doing?
Oh, thank you, honey. You take care.
You're great.
So I ran into Morgan Fairchild on Saturday.
Okay. All right.
I was eating in Burbank with my husband and a friend of ours, and she came to the restaurant. I'm like, I hadn't seen her. I met her when I was about 11 or 12 years old. So I reintroduced myself. She gave me a big hug and all that. And she goes, so the October 18th rally, is it going to still be in the Valley? And I said, I think so. Because I saw her at the rally for the first No Kings rally. She goes, because I really don't want to go downtown. And I said, let me look it up. So I found out where it's going to be in the Valley. And she's like, I'll see you there.
Yeah, nice.
So if you're a fan of Morgan Fairchild's, I know where she's going to be.
She's the reason I went to ASU. Part of it.
Well, you saw her on campus and thought she was cute. I mean,
no, she was in the movie Campus Man.
Oh, yes, she
which
was
filmed at Arizona State University, and that came out when I was making my decisions about where to go. Mm-hmm. And so,
she's a nice lady. She's a really nice lady.
John Dye was in that movie too.
Yes, he was. Mm-hmm. I went to a school named after a person by that name.
Okay, all right.
Which is not that same person.
Yes, this was before Touched by an Angel.
Yes,
yes,
it was. I remember that movie too.
Yeah,
I was already in college when that came out.
Yeah. Miles O'Keefe was in it too.
Yes.
Uh huh.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now I want to watch it again.
No, you don't. It wasn't a good movie at all.
Terrible.
But it made ASU look really good.
Well, I mean, the sure thing was shot at UOP.
Yeah. Yes, your college.
And I went there.
Yeah.
So,
the only they filmed Accepted. Mm-hmm. At Chapman.
Okay.
The really bad Justin Long, Blake Lively movie where he makes a fake college.
So
his parents don't know that he got rejected or he didn't apply to colleges.
Wow.
They filmed it at Chapman. Jonah Hill's in it.
Okay.
That movie is so terrible. But I love Justin Long.
He's so cute.
So, I think they probably filmed some other stuff there. They filmed besides the point.
That's where I went to fat camp, was at Chapman.
What?
With Carney Wilson?
With Carney.
At Chapman?
Mm-hmm.
Like on the campus?
Yeah, we stayed on campus.
What? Oh, no.
Wait, I'm wrong. It wasn't Chapman.
Okay.
No, it was. No, I'm wrong. It was a long time ago.
It was Claremont. That weirdly makes more sense.
Yes,
that
it does. Would be
at You're right. Claremont. It was at Claremont.
Yeah.
It was at Claremont.
I grew up in Claremont, so I'm very familiar with those.
Yeah, Weight Watchers Camp was at Claremont for years.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Jody.
We had fun. We put on the show Grease. We did. We got to meet the lady
that performed Grease, but you couldn't eat Grease.
Right.
Okay.
Right. We were exercising constantly.
Right.
Constantly exercising, eating very little. But we met the woman that
Summer Nights, the Summer Nights number must have been great cardio.
It was.
Yes.
But we met the woman that invented Weight Watchers. She actually came to
camp. Do they still do fat camp for kids?
I don't know.
Is that still a thing?
I'm sure they don't call it fat camp.
But I know.
I'm sure it's something like that still exists, yeah.
Aww.
Oh, no. When I saw Carney a few weeks ago, she was doing a thing, and I reintroduced myself. Yeah. I go, hi, honey. And she goes, yeah, I went 7 years in a row.
Oh.
That's not
her mom was sitting right next to her. She goes, yeah, it was very expensive. And then she admitted to what she and her cousin would do. They would just bring food in.
Sure.
There's a South Park episode about that. Uh-huh. Oh, yeah. Send Cartman to it.
Oh, yeah.
I grew up around there, so I know where the Alpha Beta is, right near the college.
Exactly.
Well,
exactly.
It's not an Alpha Beta anymore, but.
Yeah, they're not around anymore.
No.
All right, it is the end of today. Stephanie Miller will be back tomorrow, everybody. Yep. She'll be super healthy and supercharged with her immunities. We'll see you guys. Well, I won't.
WMDX Madison, where biking in the snow is a personality trait.
Pete Schwabba. On the next Nightlight, Susan Kearns from Milwaukee Film joins me to talk about a really sweet event. Then renowned Milwaukee-based singer-songwriter Trapper Shep joins me and shares his amazing music. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
92.7 WMDX, Madison's real news and great conversation, and home to the Todd Allball Show, Monday through Friday from 2 to 4.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A judge in New York has dismissed terrorism charges against Luigi Mangione in New York's case over the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, the judge keeping the state's second-degree murder charges in place. ABC News legal analyst Brian Buckmeyer.
This is absolutely premeditated from the eyes of the judge in terms of this ruling. Second-degree murder is when you have a premeditated murder of an individual. He's facing up to life in prison, 15 years to life in fact. But in terms of his intent was to kill the CEO of UnitedHealthcare, at least based on the grand jury results and the findings of the court. It was not to influence or coerce the civilian population for some sort of policy change. That's what the judge is making a distinction here.
Man accused of killing Charlie Kirk will appear before a judge in Utah today. It'll be Tyler Robinson's first court hearing since Kirk's murder last week. He was in dozens of movies and was an Oscar-winning director. Robert Redford has died. Jane Fonda saying he meant a lot to her and was beautiful in every way.